Hey, today's daf is daf Dalet. We begin quite a fair way down because we went over the daf quite a bit yesterday from the next Mishnah. This is Halacha Bet. It says, Beit Shamarim Hariyah Shtei Kesef HaGiga Ma Kesef. So we have to appreciate that on the Regalim, there are three types of korbanot that someone brings. We'll explain the third in a moment. The most basic ones is the Olat Re'iyah, which we've been discussing, which is an Olah offering, and that's also the Shalmi Chagiga, which is a Shlamim. Different than Olah and Shlamim as follows. Olah is a fully burnt offering, a Shlamim, Patronim is Beach. Parts go to the Kohanim, and most of it really is eaten by the owners. Okay, those are two different offerings. There is also what's called the Shalmi Simcha as well. How that works, we'll get to soon, because you don't necessarily have to bring a korban, you just have to really eat meat from, or even machloker, if it's even from a korban. But it's the Mekayim Mitzvah of Simcha. But anyway, the base, so forth, the debate in the Mishnah is regarding is how much money, or which watch someone spend more money on when it comes to Olat Riyah and the Shalmi Chagiga. So, according to Beit Shammai, the Re'iyah, the Olah offering is Shtei Kesef, if you spend more on that. The Chagiga is Ma'a Kesef. The Chagiga is less. Again, why are these quantities of two versus one? How do you get these quantities of Shirim? We'll get to that in the Gemara as well. Beit Hillel, however, says, Ha'Re'iyah Me'a Kesef, Chagiga Shtei Kesef. He actually says, no, the Olat Re'iyah you spend less on, and the Shalmei Chagiga you spend more on. Again, we'll see that pretty much now. So the Gemara begins. Re'iyat Re'iyah is Olot and Chagiga is Shlamim, like I've been explaining. Now, what's the Gemara says? So, therefore, Beit Shammai is Merabim be'Olot, he's Merabe when it comes to all offerings, and Ma'atim be'Shlamim. And he says you need to, you can only, you don't, sorry, you only, so you spend less on the Shlamim. Whereas Beit Hillel says the opposite, much like we said in our Mishnah. He says Ma'atim be'Olot and Merabim be'Shlamim. Now, what's the basis of that? So, Rabbi Tanhum Bar Eli says, "B'shem Rav Yonah, Beit Shammai afinan lemi korbanot atzeret." So I'm not sure if you learned with the Mishnayos that the debate seems to be about the nature of a say Olah versus Shlamim. The way say the Bat Nur explains, that the reason why Beit Hillel says you spend more on the Shlamim because there are more people to take part in it. No, it doesn't just go on the Mizbeach. You know, you've got the owners, you've got the Kohanim get a share. So that's why you spend more on the Shlamim. Whereas Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai says no, kula l'gvoah. However, the way Yerushalmi explains it here is different. He says we learn it from other models when there's a mix of korbanot or lat neshlamim. So Beit Shammai says we learn it from the Beit Shammai says korbanot atzeret. So on atzeret, which is Shavuot, what do you bring? There are shiva kvasim par echad va'elim shnayim. That's all a lot, and you got shnei kvasim for shlamim. So you see, look at the model of other time with the mix of korbanot and chagim. You see that more in atzeret, more goes to a lot. That's what Beit Shammai says. Beit Hillel says, no, let's learn from the korbanot nesiyim. Korban nesiyim, look at that, and that model of where an individual brings a mix of korbanot. And there, it was, in the end, there was many, many more shlamim that were offered than the olot. So in total, Reb Chaim summarizes for us, there were 36 olot versus 204 shlamim. So Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai, lo mutavin is a better lilmon b'korban yachid m'korban yachid. If we're trying to look at a model, why don't we look at an individual offering rather than a public offering? Because we're talking about individuals bringing the korbanot on Aliyah LeRegel. So we'll look at the Nisim for instruction. However, Beit Shammai says, no, it isn't a better little mod davar shu nahegla. What you pointed to was a one-off thing in history. I'm looking at something that happens every single year. It's a mitzvah ledorot. So isn't it better to look at a mitzvah ledorot more as a model to see how distribute, say, olot and shlamim? Okay. And don't bring a korban nesiim. Okay. Again, we haven't explained what these quantities were, where they got this shiurim from. We'll get to that soon. But it seems to be, in any event, there seems to be they agree that one is two and one is one. There's a debate between the two, which is more. Let's continue. Now the Gemara says it brings a brighter. Yesh b'ri'iyah ma she'ein b'chagiga, u'b'chagiga ma she'ein b'ri'iyah. So we compare and contrast, not just we saw in our Mishnah, the sums of money being different, but other din in the difference between the olat riyah and shalmei chagiga. So why? Shehariyah kula l'gvoah ma she'ein b'chagiga. We already know that since the riyah is an olah offering, it's fully burnt on the Mizbeach. Now when I say fully, it's not really fully because the hides of an olah are given to the Kohanim, but let's say pretty much all of it's offered up. And however, ma she'ein b'chagiga with the different parts, some go to the Mizbeach, as we said, some go to the Kohanim, and most of it go to the Baalim. Next, however, you find something by Chagiga that you don't find by the Olot. Chagiga noheget lifnei adibur. We find the Chagiga was noheg before Matan Torah. However, and also after, obviously, ma she'ein ken b'ri'iyah. Now the Gemara says, Chagiga no heget lefanei adibur. Where did you get that idea from, that the Shalmei Chagiga was offered before Matan Torah? It says, no, Lashon Chagiga no heget lefanei adibur. Why? Because it says, Shlach et ami v'yachogu li b'mibar. So already prior to Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Paro, the concept of this Chiachogu li b'mibar, the assumption here, it's related to Korbanot, is preceded it. Already preceded Matan Torah. It's very interesting because normally we say a lot. There was a discussion where I think a lot preceded Matan Torah versus Shlamim. But here we're saying at least the Lashon of Chagiga was before Olat Re'iyah. Okay. Now the question, now the Gemara continues. What about the Simcha? What's this Simcha? This refers to the Shalmei Simcha that I refer to as a third type of, well, let's call it Korban, that is related to the Regel. So that you find certain things related to that. There's Masha Enken B'Shnehem, the Olat Re'iyah, and the Shalmei Chagiga. Why Shasimcha noheged bein medavar shu mishlo bein vashu in mishel achirim? So when it comes, unlike the Olat Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga, where someone has a chiyuv to bring it themselves, when it comes to Shalmei Simcha, you don't actually have to offer a korban yourself. You can have some basar from somebody else's korban and biyotze. Similar bein devar shadar kol lakach bein shavar she'ein dar kol lakach. So let me just fill in the gaps with Reb Chaim here. He says, firstly, the first point, if I eat somebody else's korban, I fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah associated that which motivated us to give this third category of korban of shalmi simcha is the mitzvah of simcha, not the obligation to bring another korban. We learn later on that's related to a shlamim. However, if you can eat from somebody else's shalmim biyotze, similarly she'ein dar kol lakach means you're allowed to fund that with mama ot maser sheni umedarim medavot. I could bring a voluntary offering as a shlamim, or I could use my maser sheni money to buy a shalmim, which is what you're meant to do with maser sheni money ideally anyway. And biyotze that way. And he says Reb Chaim fills in viafino lo begemara bavlit midichti v'samachta begecha larabot kol minei smachot lasimcha. We learn from the Sakhla all minei smachot would work. So, in other words, ma she'ein can you find bere'iyah v'chagiga? Why? Because they're a chov. She'ein va'im ela minichulim. And if you've got a chov, you can't satisfy a chov with pre-existing nadarim or kesef masa sheni. Has to come in a chulim. She'ein va chov ba ela minachulim. Kedafina, like we learned that in Masechta Menachot. We don't see in Yerushalmi, but in Babli. Okay. However, the elu, but the other korbanot eino elu mishelo ubilvad mitavar shadar kol lakach. Again, once again, which says, as we explained, when it comes to olat riyah and shalmei chagiga, that's different. It's a chiyuv. You have to bring it yourself, and you can has to be funded with regular money, not from the maser sheni money.
So the Gemara continues now. Rabbi Yossi Bayer, Rabbi Yossi asks, "V'lama li nan amran?" So why is it that we don't also add that kol shu chay beriyah chay besimcha, that we find anyone who's chayiv in Re'iyah, like we saw, there's only a subset of people in the Mishnah that are chayiv, scharim, are people that are able to walk, etc. They are chayiv in simcha. However, yeshu hu chayiv besimcha ve'enu chayiv bere'iyah. We see another tzad, if you like, that we have in Simcha that you don't find by Re'iyah, which is that there are people that are chayiv in Simcha and not chayiv in Re'iyah. For example, it says, Nashim chayivot b'simcha, the Nashim are chayiv in Simcha, ve'enu chayiv in Re'iyah. And they're not chayiv b'Re'iyah. So again, this is another thing we find that the Simcha has over above the mitzvah of the Olat Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. So why isn't that included? I read your Reb Chaim. He says, V'lama lo aminan od nafkimina, there's another nifka ben Re'iyah le Simcha. Sheesh shechay besimcha v'in lechay beria, which is nashim. The gabar iakti v'yareh calls churcha specifically churcha that's lemet nashim. V'yesh nam besimcha, but they're part of the mitzvah of simcha. Why? Because they chitiv behedi bekra v'samachte bechakera tal v'necha v'intecha. Meaning everyone, both male and female, are chay v'min chesimcha and simcha. The question Rabbi Yossi poses is: we find there's another tzad, another element, if you like, another din in which the shlamim has over and beyond that of Olat Re'iyah. So why isn't that also mentioned? And as far as I can understand, it's kind of left as a question. I'm not sure if it's really a kasha, but again, this is, we have also, if you like, this other side.
Okay, let's sharpen our understanding of the simcha, chiyuv. So we've already seen you can use somebody else's korban for it, or you can use a maser sheni, sorry, not use somebody else's korban, you can eat from somebody else's korban, shlamin, to be yotze, or you can fund it with maser sheni money. However, shub ben levi, samachta afilu mikulin. The mitzvah of a samach that can be fulfilled in basar that comes from the market, meaning it's chulin. So Amar Rav Elazar, no. Ne'emar kan simcha ve'ne'emar lahalan simcha. Ma simcha mo lahalan is shlamim afkan shlamim. So the samachta bechagecha is al simcha. Sham is samachta ve'zavachta shlamim ve'achalta sham. Ve'samachta l'fin Hashem Elokecha. That's by Harival. So just as there, the samachta is specifically from a korban shlamim, so too Rebbe Lazar is cholek on Rebbe Shuman Levi, that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of simcha by having the basar from a shlamim. The next statement is, Rav Chuna achal pashu kol shiva. What's achal pashu kol shiva? This is an interesting explanation, but Rav Chaim says, de la chagiga natnu chayim shiur. For a korban chagiga, we've got a shiur. We saw either shtei kesef or one. Ela kol shiva, however, besimcha, there's no shiur how much someone has to have. So ela kol shiva, all every day of the, he understood the mitzvah simcha is every day. However, a kol shiva achal shave pachot pashut echad shu matbea ktana. He'd have like a small coin's worth of meat every day. However, mihu tzarich shiachal lasova, it still has to be simcha generating. So the understanding is has to be satisfied. Okay. So in other words, the point of what the Gemara is saying is Rav Chuna when achal pashut kol shiva, he would have been like a small amount. I'm not sure. Maybe a salami sandwich. I have no idea. But have a small amount for his to be yotze, and you do that every day. So his understanding is to basar every single day to be fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. Amar Yochanan, ma kesef eshtei kesef dvar Torah. So where do we get these shirim of ma kesef eshtei kesef that we saw as debated which way around it is between Bacham and Hillel? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says it's dvar Torah. The dvar Torah doesn't necessarily mean that it was a pasuk in the Torah. What it means here, it's like halacha Moshe Masinai. Okay. However, Tana, here we have to change Rabbi Shai, that's why the Grah changes and makes sense based on later on. Kome Rabbi Yochanan, no, Re'iya kol shehi, Re'iya minatorah doesn't give you a shir, even a kol shehi yotze. Have a chachamim hem she'amru ma'ak kesef shtei kefes. It's a shir, like, if you like, we see many situations in the Torah, the Gemara is going to address in a moment, where the shir was given to chachamim to determine. Gemara says, Amar Levi, yesh ken zu, is this really such a thing? The Torah doesn't give a shir, and the chachamim gave a shir? What are you talking about? So Amar Aviyana, what do you mean? What are you even asking that for? But kol shirim lo chachamim enotnim. We find that all over the place. That the Torah doesn't give a shir, and it's not lo chachamim to give it a shir. For example, kezait min amed is a source of tumah. Kezait min a nevela, kadasha min a sheretz. All this shirim, it doesn't say in the Torah this shirim, and it chachamim gave it a shir. What's your problem? So it says, no, lo atam ishal ela kaida tani rabbi Oshaya. So the question that he's, what is bothered by this idea that it could be Natnul Chachamim is as follows. It says you're not allowed to see, come to Pia, the base of Midrash, Reikam, empty handed. Meaning, afilu kolshu, but mashma, mina Torah, as long as you have a kolshu, hu yo yoitze. Ah, that's the problem. Because in other situations, the Torah didn't give a shiur, and the Chachem gave a shiur. I don't have a problem with that. That's exactly how everything works across all of the halacha. However, the problem he has is, if you want to say minat Torah, the Torah specifically says your yotze b'kol shu, even the smallest amount, that's a problem I have. That the Chachem will come over top of that and now give a shiur. Okay? In other words, in the absence of a shiur, I've got no problem that was given to Chachem to determine the shiur. But in a situation where the Torah says you yoitze in with a kosher with a tiny stem out, that's where I have a problem. To say chachamim hem she'amru mea kesef eshtei kesef. In other words, v'kasha min desamach la dvar l'dvar Torah who amar chachamim hem she'amru mea kesef eshtei kesef. Again, I think that in other words, b'zehu amar dechachamim na'anashir b'tmiya da'bicha gamno la masur chachamimu. In other words, I just read from Rechaim there. In other words, in that situation where the Torah says it's Yotze B'Kolshu, maybe that wasn't given to Chachamim to start saying, okay, now you can expand on that and give it a shir. Okay? That was his question. Okay, that was his...
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. In other words, you could give another situation. For example, we saw before, Achal Tava Savat is only Sova, and we say Kizai, but that's also, that's giving it a shir, and Chachamim gave a shir. I'm not sure. Not sure. Because his understanding is that if the Torah specifically says you go to even with just a showing of anything, that's why he feels it's not in Chachamim's power now to give a shiur to it. That's the position. Clearly, Rabbi Shai has no problem with that. But Rabbi Yochanan seems to be, He objects to that. He says, you can, the only way you can understand it is Halacha L'Moshe Mer Sinai. Okay. And the Gemara says, okay, so Am Rav Yosef Barbun, Rav Yochanan Kadate, Rav Yishua Kadate, each go to the Shita to. Why? Rav Yochanan Kadate goes according to his Shita. Why do Rav Yochanan do Amar Kola Shirim Halacha L'Moshe Mer Sinai? That he says all Shirim Halacha L'Moshe Mer Sinai. Fantastic. Habidu Amar, therefore he's Lashitato says Ma Kesef Shtei Kesef is also Halach L'Moshe Mer Sinai, that fits Lashitato. Rabbi Yoshai Kedate goes according to the Shita, because Rabbi Yoshai do Amar Ha'ochel Isur Bizmanazer. If someone eats an something Bishoge, and he ate a particular quantity of it, and in the times of Beis Hamikdash, again, let's say it was punishable by carrot after being Korban, he says, if he do so Bizmanazer, write it down exactly how much you ate. Why? Because this man has tzarich leshanot lefa'ol. I've got leshanot here in front of me, Gemara. But lirshom alav. That's different in Ketav Yad Rishon. It says that makes sense. You have to write down a chiran. Shema ya'amod beit din acher. Just in case, in the future, the chachamim will come along in the future. V'yishane alav at hashurim and change exactly what the shurim are. V'havi yodeh. And therefore, if you write down exactly your quantity, then you'll know you'll know what shiur actually ate, for example, in mils or things like that. And therefore when Bimhera Beis Hamikdash is built, you didn't write down I ate a kazait. You wrote down that I ate X amount of mil, and it might be that the shiur of a kazait might change over time. Chachamim in the future will say, oh, now this is the shiur now. Or maybe not shiur kazai, but say associated with the shiur is a different shiur, and you'll know whether I'm chayv or not. But if I just wrote down, oh, I ate beisur, and now I'm chayv to bring a korban, it might not be because the shiurim might change. Now, you could only say that the beitin can come along later and change a shiur if what? If you say it was given over to chachamim and it's something the chachamim's hands to determine. However, if you say it's halacha Moshe Mer Sinai, a fixed measure, it's like black boxes of tefillin. That doesn't change. That's locked in. So therefore, they're saying, Rabbi Shai Zishatato, that must mean he understands it was something that Shirim were given over to the Chachamim. Okay? As it says, Du Amar Re'iya Kol Shehi Chachamim, Kol Shehi Chacham, it was a Kol Shehi, as in the Torah. And Chachamim Hen She'amru, Chachamim, the one that came along and said, Me'a Ketz V'Shtei Kesef.
There's a question here. There's a broken Masorah about whether there's Halacha Moshe Mer Sinai or not.
It's interesting, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. It seems machloket rather regarding this specific this year, whether halacha Moshe Mer Sinai or something was chachamim derabanan, something like. Yeah, so that's a piece from the sugya. Okay. Now Amrin, this, however, chazrin bei Rabbi Yehuda min Hada. Well, Rabbi Yochanan was chozer from his shita, so therefore Nesorah is back intact, if you like, so to set your mind at ease. In a Rabbi Yochanan was one of the shita, this was the writer. Why? Because Rabbi Yonatan says no. Train Amrim lo chazar be. He says no. Rabbi Yonatan is sorry. Yochanan sticks to his guns that it was a halacha l'Moshe Mer Sinai. Okay. So why? And it says va'od min hada. We can bring a proof even from here that when it comes to Re'iya, lo chazar be, he held it was halacha l'Moshe Mer Sinai. Okay. Why? Do Amar Rav La b'shem Rav Imi. If Palgun Chizki of Rabbi Yochanan, there's a machlok of Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizki amar Adam cholek chavato l'shtei behemot. That a person, if he's got a schiyuv to bring, again, we gave a shiur, he can mechalek that shiur to two behemot. Meaning, Reb Chaim says, kolomar, you bring your shiur of shtei kesef for a chagiga. You don't have to bring one animal for that chiyuv. You can buy two animals if you like. And be yotze that way. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein adam cholek chovato l'shtei be'emot. You cannot split it. El tzarich shi'yeh biado. The shiur, if you like, is two kesef for shtei kesef l'kol echad ve'echad." So I read Rabbi Chaim. He says, "Look, in other words, if you want to be multiple animals, you have to do that shiur for both of them. L'kol be'ema. Alma what? Sfirale Rabbi Chaim says le Rabbi Yochanan, devar torahu. It must be Dorais, it must be Halacha Moshe Mer Sinai. It gives you a fixed shear. Why? Lechen sarach behema shleima kishir. That's why you need a full behema for the shear, because the Torah said, for the Shalmei Chagiga, this is the amount of money you have to spend for it. Dima Rabbanan, because if it was Rabbanan, lo have a kaptina shloich. Look, then it might just be, if it was, the assumption, according to the Sugya, is, if it was the Rabbanan, if you fell back on the Rabbanan Shita, then it was simply Chachamim gave a shiur, however much someone should spend, and it really doesn't matter if it's distributed across one or two animals. That's the assumption here. The fact that, in other words, what is behind the Bein Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan was where that seems to be, once again, whether it is shiur Chachamim Derabanan, if you like, or Halacha L'Moshe Omer Sinai. Okay, next case. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says B'Shem Chizkiah, Adam tofel behemot lebema, ve'ein adam tofel ma'ot lema'a. And Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Adam tofel me'ot lema'a, ve'ein adam tofel behemot lebema. What's this referring to? So again, this is, we're seeing continued debates with Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see another, the Hechi Avida is another one we're going to see tomorrow. So the Hechi Avida is, the Gra actually takes this out. So we're going to be stopping here, but let's try and understand this debate. He says, what's it mean? So Reb Chaim says, and when it says Adam Tofel Bema Lebema, that is the first shita. That's Chizkiah. I'll read Reb Chaim. Says, B'mi sheyesh lo ochlim merubam. Let's say you got merubim. You got lots of people to eat by your big family. Al shulchanov. V'rotzeh la'vi kameh bo. What's mean lots of animals? V'chagigat yom tov is a chovahi. Correct? V'ein ruba elamen achulin. You have to fund it from chulin. V'lo mikesef ma'aseh sheni. You can't bring it from kesef ma'aseh sheni. V'lakach, what? Amar de behema echat mevi min achulin. One of the animals you have to fund from chulin, and all the extra ones, v'shara behemot mevi amim ma'aseh sheni. Why? De kema d'rishona min achulin iba. Because the first one is funded completely for chulin. That's if you like yoytzei chiyuv, if you like chagiga. Tofel laem shar mima o maaseh sheni. Therefore, the rest of them you can fund with maaseh sheni. However, what's Rabbi Yochanan? He says Adam tofel maot lema'a, which means kol be'mashem mevi lechagiga yacholit pol lekol echad mimaot maaseh sheni lechulin. You can like fill in the funds or bring up the funds of each one of these animals and combine maaseh sheni money and chulin money. Aval, he says the opposite. Lo yavi b'uma kula mikesef maaseh sheni, but not one animal can you bring full of maaseh sheni. There have to be at least some of it funded from chulin. Vafilu shnei, even the second one. And it says v'din tofel, to understand this sugya properly, the whole din of tofel, we're going to see mitzvashim and tabara stuff. He says yafina mikray lahalan. In a halacha gimel, and from psukim later on in the next half, basically, we're going to be learning. So that's how we understand what's the basis, really, what's really going on behind this debate. But nonetheless, we bring this debate to the fore because we see there's another debate between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. And in Mr. Shem, again, we'll see more of these debates. Next one's really Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shem and Lakish, because Rabbi Shokin and Lakish quoted with Chizkiah. But that will be Mr. Shem, we'll see tomorrow. Okay? Seder. Kol tov.
Thank you very much. Thank you.